I have no idea what the hell happened earlier, but I try to do a segment for my show, I guess. But, well, now that's the end of the day, I guess I'll just throw on a little chit-chat for a second. I had a really good day. Got to see my mom twice. I got to see my nieces and nephew. My daughter gets to spend time with her Nima, which means grandma. I don't know if anybody knows what that means, but... Oh, I had a pretty relaxing day. I got to take a nap for once. Got to enjoy myself. Oh, excuse me. That was rude. Rude of me. Sorry. Apologize. But, I don't know. I really would like to help people. My main thing is, you know, maybe if I share some of my life stories with you guys, maybe it will help you guys. Because I love helping people. That's one thing. That's why I said I wear my heart on my sleeve. I don't know if I've said it previously or not, but I have such a big open heart, and I just can't help it. I just want to help people, and I wish I could do things for the children that don't have anything, or sick people, or people who have cancer. You know, I wish I could give them the world and make them happy, and so that way they don't have to suffer. You know, that's just my personality. I love helping people. Makes me feel good on the inside when I see them happy or smile, or to even feel that feeling of, oh my God, somebody cares or they appreciate me. But besides the point, I don't know. I love my children to death. But sometimes, I'm not gonna lie, they drive me fucking crazy. And I'm sure a lot of other people go through that too. But that's usually kind of how my day kind of went. It was pretty slow, pretty crazy at one point. But other than that, I really had a good day. And maybe I can try to think of a funny story to talk about today of my life. They're usually all my brother, pretty much. Oh my God, I remember, oh my God, if you guys ever go on YouTube, you guys could search up the things that me and my fiance and my twin brother and his best friend at the time, and I was pregnant, so I couldn't be in on it, which really sucked because, well, actually, it was a plus because I didn't get stuck with the things. But if you guys actually go to the YouTube, you can search up Lost a Bet, and it's my brother. He's skinny, got black hair. Usually, he's got like a black shirt on, or the one he's wearing my bra. Fucking hilarious. So he got lost the bet in a basketball game. All the bets are all in basketball games. And literally this idiot took one of my bras and went into the polka dotted, mind you, pink polka dotted, went into 7-Eleven and asked for really small condoms. Freaking hilarious. Or there's a whole bunch of them where they created like this disgusting things in this cup, and when you lost, you had to drink it. And my boyfriend, there's a fun, fucking hilarious one. My favorite one is, he hates eggs, and I mean, he's disgusting. He can't even look at a fucking egg without gagging. And my brother told me, he whispered to me, he said, I'm going to steal the water. I said, don't do that, but whatever. So my brother hurried up and stole the water, because the rule is you have to swallow it, and then you can take a drink of the water. Well, as soon as he did it, my brother to grab the water and take us off. That's my favorite one. But his best friend Jacob's on there, all that stuff. Yeah, just look up Lost a Bet or Kenny Lost a Bet. Fucking hilarious. I'm probably gonna go back and watch them just to reminisce about it, because they're so damn funny. But if you end up ever doing that, go ahead, they're pretty damn funny. Hope you enjoy them. Hope you actually do it. I'm sure nobody probably ever will, but they're pretty good. Maybe tomorrow off. I apologize. You know, I'm nervous. I'm a nervous speaker because I don't want to sound stupid or ignorant or make people think that I'm just an idiot talking on here. But I'm going to get more comfortable with it, I promise. I'll get better. You know, it's my second one. I don't know if you could tell. I'm a little more at ease, a little more relaxed at it. But I will try my hardest tomorrow. Excuse me. Oh, my God. I'm being a rude ass day. I will definitely try and tell you a little more about myself and maybe share some of my silly stories, maybe some sad. I don't know. Don't want to make anybody sad. Probably won't share many sad ones. But I will try my best to do better. I promise. And if you guys actually like them and listen to them, I'll make more, I promise. Or if you have any questions, ask me. I'm an open book. Ask me whatever you want. Yeah, and I'll even say your name, whatever, and answer your question for you. But I hope you guys enjoyed. Sorry if I was boring today. I'm pretty tired. I'm sorry. I apologize. My best friend and her kids are staying with me. I got 6 kids in my house. Pretty crazy, but I love them all to pieces. So, excuse me for yawning, for being a little lazy bitch. But, hope you enjoyed it. Thank you and have a wonderful night. Good night.